the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Welcome to Truth in the News, where you get the current events from God's point of view, through the eyes of God, and from the heart of God. Now, here is our host, David Heavener, and Pastor Mike Spaulding.
Hey, everybody. David Heavener here. Welcome to another episode of Truth in the News, where you get the current events from God's point of view, through the eyes of God, from the heart of God. And you know what? We are in a place right now where the mainstream media has just given us so much godless chatter. They no longer report the news based on fact, but it's from their agenda. And I want to say it's a dark agenda, and it's a godless agenda. And like I said, I'm David Heavener. I'm here with my good friend, Pastor Mike Spaulding. Pastor, how are you, buddy?
David, it's good to be back with you again on Truth in the News. And our prayer, folks, is that you will be encouraged through this conversation.
Amen. Amen. You know, last week we talked about the media moguls, the CNNs, the ABCs, NBCs, and how they're coming together to push forward the agenda of these last days of the Antichrist, their propaganda. Now, let's tie that into what we've been dealing with for the past 4 or 5 months. It seems like it's been eternity, but it's really been probably about 5 months. What they call pandemic, and I call it a scamdemic, this virus, this, and I can't even call it a virus, Pastor. I don't even know what to call it. And, you know, part of this whole thing is a gaslighting, I believe, and it's a lot of confusion. But I want to see if we can't talk about it and ask the Holy Spirit to give us some guidance with some truth according to Scripture. And so my question is, what do you, in a broad sense, what do you think's behind this pandemic? What's going on?
Yeah, so let's unpack this a little bit. So behind this is control. It's always about control, David. Everything that goes on is about control. People use money for control. And so what I see happening here, and by the way, folks, all of the information that I'm going to allude to, maybe reference specifically that David is going to speak of, it's all available out there for your own perusing. You can read it, study it, follow the links, you know, figure out is this accurate or not. We're not going to be bringing it to you unless we have already vetted it and determined that it is accurate. But I want to say that, first of all, David, it's about control. So the folks that are pushing this want to control. And control in what way? Well, we're not the first ones to say this. We're just repeating things from our parents' generation and the generation before that. It's all about freedom, liberty, and destroying this constitutional republic that provides for the free exercise of religion, the free exercise of speech. Notice what is being controlled now, David. Through this pandemic, they're trying to destroy our free speech, and they're trying to destroy our free assembly, the free expression of our religious faith. So when we clear all the clutter and we look at what's actually being done, it's an attack on our right to gather and worship as believers. The very thing that this nation was founded on. Go all the way back to the pilgrims. That's why they came here in the first place. And here we are 240 some years later fighting this same fight, David. I just wish folks would understand, clear everything away. It's about the Church of Jesus Christ.
So really it comes down to persecution against Christians, against the children of God. You know, a lot of people call themselves Christians, so I want to be careful with that. But against the remnant, against the people that stand for truth and stand for righteousness, this is a direct attack against that.
Yes, that's exactly right, David. Yeah, it's a direct attack. We are the enemy's worst nightmare, David. people like you and me, because we don't bend the knee, we don't kowtow, we don't cower in fear. It's like no. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a sound mind and power, and fills us with the Spirit. We should be speaking the truth to people. The truth sets people free. Amen.
Amen. But you know, God has given us the spirit of fear, the love, power, and a sound mind. But don't you agree? The only way we can have a sound mind is if we have a mind that understands Scripture, studies Scripture. Doesn't mean we're going to be a scholar at it, but we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. So you can't really have a sound mind unless it's based on the principles of God.
That's exactly right, David. And that's why when people mention leftist Christianity, that's an oxymoron, because people who are leftists and claim faith, they've actually abandoned the Scripture. And so they get their information, beliefs, and values from the culture, not from the Scripture. Therefore, they're being led by the spirit of Antichrist and not by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God.
You know, it's really interesting. You take right wing and left wing, which, you know, I stay away from all that stuff because it's just another, it's rhetoric. But if you look at right wing, left wing, right, righteousness, right hand of the throne, right hand side of God, and you take left behind, you know, I mean, it's kind of, it's almost like, you know, they want to gaslight us, but I think this may be God just gaslighting them, saying, hey, I'm going to let you take the left side because you're not going to be on my right. You know what I'm saying?
All those on the left, he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity.
Right. But now let me say this, and I don't want to get off our subject too much because we have a lot to cover here, but there are people on, and again, we're using right and left. There are people on the left that I think are more in tune with God and love God. There are people on the left, not many, I would say, but there are. Yet on the right, there's a lot of people that don't even have a heart for God. They just want to be on the right hand side, the Republican Party. Don't you agree with that?
No, absolutely. So the right would be the party of the Pharisees. It would be those that follow the letter of the law and not the Spirit. So true Christians get their marching orders from the Holy Spirit, from the Father, through study the Word to bring it back to the point that you made to begin with. We find out who we are, who He is, and what our assignments are right now in this day and time from the Scriptures.
Oh, yeah. Amen. So let's get back into this pandemic. We call it the scamdemic. Let's talk about the shutdowns. And I knew this was going to happen, Pastor. I've talked about this on my Monday night show, but they've just come out with it now, how it spurred mental health issues really across the world. And what they're finding now is people are there's a lot more depression, anxiety, these different mental health issues are just a lot more suicides, attempted suicides. So here's another tactic, I believe. And look, let's cause chaos. Now, whether it happens by, you know, it's a domino effect, or whether it happens because it's planned, the fact is, I think it's both. And I think that in the planning process, they're going, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're going, hey, you know what? If I got to kill, you know, 1,000 people to take out 2 Christians, then that's worth it. Matter of fact, that's the way I want to do it, because I don't want people to think we're targeting Christians. We're just going to target a bunch of people. Just so happens there's some true believers who are dangerous to us in the midst of all this crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, very true. And the shutdowns, whatever you want to call them, they do have adverse effects. But one of the things that it does, David, for those without the Spirit of God, is it creates fear. And that fear is being managed and controlled by the people that are enforcing these shutdowns, these lockdowns, and mask wearing and everything else. And it makes it very easy to control a population once you have them under fear, and then you begin to propagandize them through mandates or edicts. You push it a little harder, you draw it back, and you actually get subservient people, a subservient population. And I think that's what we're in the process of right now. I think that's what they're trying to do to us.
Absolutely, because, you know, one way to drive someone crazy is to keep moving the boundaries.
That's right.
Yeah. You keep changing the rules. It's like, what are you driving me nuts? You know, can you imagine playing a football game and in the midst of the game, they're constantly changing the rules, you know, mm-hmm. giving you a different ball to play with, changing the boundaries, change the goalposts. You go, I can't play, you know what? Well, confusion is one of the things that brings fear into people because, for instance, and you and I know this, there's been so much contradiction going on. Right now they're saying asymptomatic people don't need to be tested.
That's
if
right.
you're not sick, don't get tested. And then somebody else comes up and says everybody needs to be tested. Because, and then they say, you know, unless if you're around someone closer than 6 feet, well, chances are you're going to get it. Then somebody else says, no, you got to stand there 15 minutes and let them breathe into your face before you get it. And now they're saying, be careful when you go into a bathroom because the virus hangs around the toilet. And once they see you, it jumps up into your face and it attacks you. And you go to, you know, you go to COVID-19 hell, you know. And I'm just giving you a few things. I could give you a whole list of them. So what that does to me is that says, man, not only do I not know what's going on, but I don't think they know what's going on either. And then a little bit of fear creeps in, like, oh, what am I going to do? And then, Pastor, that's when I have to stop and go, wait a minute. God is my physician.
Yes.
God is my authority.
Yes.
God is my teacher. So I look to the Lord and I say, Father, in the midst of all this chaos, would you please give me, number one, peace, love, and a sound mind? And would you guide me through this? Would you show me what I'm supposed to know? Amen?
Yes, yes. Amen. So in the midst of all of this, or especially in all of this, don't forget, folks, God is still on the throne. And I don't say that as a throwaway kind of cliche-ish thing. This didn't surprise the Father. He understands all of this. Now,
yeah.
What he wants to do through his people, David, is he wants to bring that awareness to everyone, to the entire world. Hey, he's still in control of this. No matter what the evil ones try to do, God is still in control. And he wants us to continue to press the gospel of salvation through faith alone and Christ alone, especially in a time when there's so much fear and anxiety and worry. That's the opportune time for us to share the gospel, I think, David.
Absolutely. And you hit on something that I need to elaborate on. Did God cause this pandemic? Is he behind it? Or is it Satan? I mean, it's one or the other. Do you believe, according to Scripture, is this God-driven, or is this the agenda of Satan?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, again, the Holy Spirit. So I actually touched on this very principle last night. When we read Scripture, David, we should read it and try to understand, is what is being said, is this descriptive or is it prescriptive? And what I mean by that is this. Is what is being said here, is it a description of this circumstance and this time and this place, or is it a spiritual principle by which God operates all the time? Now, how does that tie mm-hmm. into the question you just asked? Well, the Scripture tells us God is not the author of evil.
Mm.
And what that means is that everything is done by God's leave, or in other words, his permission. He permits things. He doesn't author them. He's not the originator of them. And so when we see things like this, we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, according to the scripture, God did not originate this. He has permitted it clearly because it's happening. And so we make that distinction. I do that in politics all the time, David. Some people say, well, Trump is Cyrus, and he's that, this, and the other thing, and you know, God raised him up. Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. One thing we do know, God permitted Trump to come on the scene for such a time as this, and I think God's using him. But I'm not going to go so far as to say God put him there, and this is why. Because if we're going to make that argument all the time, David, that God does that, then we all also have to say God put Hitler in charge. And
ooh,
and my response to that kind of a belief is no, God didn't do that. The German people did that with the aid of American bankers and corporations. And that could get us off on a whole side note, so I won't go down that road. But God does raise up kings and puts kings in places, and he also pulls them down. But that is descriptive of what he will do sometimes, but he doesn't do that all the time, David. Satan
wow.
is the originator of evil.
Okay, good point. Everybody, I'm David Hevener, and I'm with my good friend, Pastor Mike Spaulding. You're listening to Truth in the News, and why? Because there's so much rhetoric out there amongst the mainstream news, and even the little guys. It's Satan's agenda to bring a false narrative, and so we're talking about these current events, and we hope it comes from God's heart. We pray it's through God's eyes, and we pray that that the outcome is to give God's people more knowledge. So anyway, it's a new show. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. We're on Apple, Amazon. You can listen to us on DavidHevener.tv and some other platforms. Pastor Mike, we're talking about the pandemic and the so-called pandemic, and they've got the schools reopening, and most places, not all, but they're opening these schools, and you got all these little kids conjugated together. The teens are conjugated together. Now, I'm not saying schools shouldn't open or should open. That's not my point. Here's my point. They'll let schools open. They open liquor stores. They open casinos stay open. But then they come against the church. Hey, church, if you have a congregation over, oh, I don't know, two people, you can't get together. I'm being facetious, but let's start with California, the church in California. And I always tell people, if you want to see what's going to happen to the rest of the country and the rest of the world, watch California, because they're the beta test. That governor out there and they've really come against hard and heavy, and it'll happen all across the country. But they ordered the churches not to open. Churches opened, and this one church, mega church, got hit with paying thousands of dollars in fines. But MacArthur's church, Grace, what's the latest on him? What's going on with all this?
Well, John MacArthur stepped up to the plate and said, okay, enough of this. Initially, he went along with it, and I was disappointed in that, but he has come around, and Grace Community Church there in the Los Angeles area, they're saying, listen, we're going to meet, and you do whatever you think you need to do or permitted to do, and we're going to do what God has commanded us to do, and that is to meet, and we're going to continue on. Well, they've also hired, though, and this is a luxury that not many churches, David, have at their disposal, but they've also hired the most high-powered attorneys in the land. I think one of them is actually on President Trump's legal team. So we're talking major league clout here. And it stands right now, John MacArthur and Grace Community Church, they are meeting. They have won several rounds in court, and I don't think the state of California, David, it's not my opinion that they really want this to go too much further, because if it starts getting up into federal courts and arrives at the Supreme Court, I think they're going to lose this, and I don't think they want it to go that far, but they have bullied the churches. I've got friends, you've got friends in California, I've got friends in California, many pastor friends of mine are in California, and they are just simply meeting. They are defying the tyranny, and I call it illegal, unconstitutional, criminal mandates that have no foundation in the rule of law, and I think they should lose every time, California. They should lose every time they come against churches, but we'll see. We're waiting for those outcomes.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of respect for John MacArthur. I went to his college out there. It's where I met my wife. She was graduating, and I was just flunking out. So we met at the front door. But you know, of all the issues I've had with mega pastors, and you know, we call them Six Flags Over Jesus, I do have respect for John MacArthur. What he's doing right now, he's standing up to this. He's got, but you hit on something. He's got the money. They have the money to hire a high powered attorney. So if the big churches don't stand up, because they've got the money, if they don't stand up to this, to governments that want to shut them down, what's the little guys going to do? They don't have, and so he's one of the few, correct me if I'm wrong, that's at least in the news right now, that's willing to stand up and spend the money and fight this thing. He's one of the few mega churches, correct?
That's correct, yeah. He's the most visible, and yes, yeah, you're correct, David.
Now, according to this article, and I'm going to say according to the article because I don't know for sure but what I'm reading, as of yesterday, they just got shut down again for the fourth time in this lawsuit. In other words, they had a setback. Now, this, I'm reading an article, so this isn't coming from, you know, me standing in the courtroom and listening to what's going on. But according to what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that is the government out there is going to be real sensitive about how far they push this, because if they lose, it could set the pattern for the rest of the United States.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I here's my take on it. I do agree with that. But then I'm going to look at, you know, the enemy is always looking for as many angles as he can. He's always looking to climb in through the back window, you know. Yes. And I can't see them letting this thing go and just letting it die off. Because when they come back again and try to flex their muscle, it's going to be twice as hard. So there's a lot of things that that they can do that can cause a lot of issues for the church that's not necessarily based on you can't meet and have a congregation. There's a lot of stuff financially that can happen, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There's other rules and regulations.
Yep.
I mean, California is a state of nothing but basically regulations. So I do agree with you, but on the other hand, I would not, if I was MacArthur, I would not, you know, I wouldn't, I'd always keep looking over my shoulder, you know. So having said that, what do you think is the next step? What do you think churches, pastors out there listening, giving them some, I guess you and I talk and might give them some ideas on how they can meet, because, you know, I'm not one, even though I don't agree with the law, I don't. I mean, you know me. I'm pretty much a renegade. You have to stop and pray to God and say, God, these are laws that are not according to the Bible. And according to what I'm reading, it tells me to disobey the law. But shouldn't we go to God and say, God, would you show us instead of me just doing something, would you guide me and show me timing, place, you know, events? Does that make sense?
Yeah, so churches need to begin, especially these mega churches, David, and I see we're almost out of time for our conversation today. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to make this very short and then let you have the concluding remarks.
Okay.
Churches need to figure out, especially mega churches. I've said this before to the folks that I'm blessed to pastor. If we ever get to a place where we're considering two services, I'm going to be looking at some of you men for God to raise up to go someplace else, take about half of these people with you, and start another work. We don't need mega churches, David. We simply don't. What we need is small bodies and pockets of believers all over this nation, embedded in neighborhoods, in individual school districts. If we're going to win the lost to Christ, we need to get dispersed and stop thinking we've got to gather together as 30,000 strong on a Sunday. Let's invert that model and get out in the neighborhoods. That's what I say.
Oh, amen. You've been reading my mail. That's exactly where I come from. I tell these churches, I don't care about you getting back together. What I care about you is telling the truth when you do get back together.
Yes.
Because who cares about 30,000 people gathering if it's just a bunch of, you know, apostate nonsense? So what you hit on is very important, and this is what I want to conclude with, is that if you're listening to us out there and your church hasn't gone back, you know, Jesus said, two or more are gathered in my name.
Yes.
Where two or more are, you are the church. So find out what the law is. Can you have 25 people? Fine. Like Pastor Mike said, if there's 100 of you, then four of you split up and take 25 people and go have church.
Yep.
You know, to come against the law and just be blatant and beat your chest. I mean, that you got to be careful about that. I think that what we have to do as Christians is find out always a way to do it, a way to do it the way God wants us to do it. So, and again, if anybody would like to get a copy of this broadcast and maybe play it in your Sunday school or in your church, I wouldn't mind that. Would you, Pastor?
No, I think it would be fantastic, David. Amen.
We just need to put it out in the open and just bring it up. And I say the most powerful tool God has and the most dangerous weapon to the Satan is a question. And anyway, I want to thank you guys for being with us. I'm David Heavener with my buddy, Pastor Mike Spaulding, with our brand new show, Truth in the News, where we hope through us, God will bring some truth in the news. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.